June 30th, Houston.
Namo Mahabhagandhaya Krishna Vedanthalaye Krishna Krishna Vedanthana Namne Kaurasya Kurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Radhikaya Krishna Krishna Vaktaya Kadamakataya Jam Prabhajantam Ketamake Chakritam Kripayanom Kakajayana Putre Pitam Maitaya Sarvobhinedu Tam Sarvabhuta Vidayam Munimanatosmi Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Nagimam Kajamina Kripayanam
First of all, my millions of tens of pranam in the lotus feet of my Padma Ratyatam Guru Pad Padma Aum Vishnu Vahasishma Bhaktitar Khyal Kishore and millions of tens of pranam in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru say Om Vishnu Vasishma Parthi Vedan Swami. Now, yes, Lord, we are careful. What is the meaning of careful? With great honor and a strong belief to follow all these things. What Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj? We will follow why this idea needs to be there. When I read Srimad Bhagavatam, so many thoughts come new. I want to explain each and every shloka and all the words that Sukadeva Goswami has uttered or Vyasadeva. But in 4 days, 5 days, we cannot. But I want that is to hear. Then, Jnan and Pravyat is to Bhakti Vika. So, I want, but we have no time. But I think that in India, where I will be, I will explain all this. All should know. We read it. 7 days, a very far man. Now, once Prabhupada was about to come, perhaps Prabhupada disappeared from this one, from very day, all you winter. But Parikshit Maharaj was very, very strong. He can conquer Kalyu. If he wanted, he would have killed him. But he saw something. Very strange, wonderful thing. That in Kalyu, if a man will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram or Krishna, anything, any auspicious name of Krishna, by soon they will be liberated. Satyu. Fine? In Treta, by higher sacrifice, or so many, and other things. And in Swapar, Puja Archan, everything will be preserved by name Sankirtan. So, he thought, I should not keep. But he gets the places. Dhyutan, Panam, Istriyam, Sungan, Jatra, Dharmu, Chatur, Vida. He gave Panam. Dhyutan can be. And Panam. And Dhyutan, Panam, Istriyam. Avoid the Istri Sangha. Avoid the Istri Sangha means? Sankhya. And Pashu Hinsa, killing of animals and others. There Kali lives, but he also wanted something more. You should give me any more place. Then he thought anything and told, you can be in gold. Gold means money, wealth. Wealth that will be money, gold, where is this person? There will be four, but I have told you. Automatically they will come. And he will be very ahankar, proud. And he will be like Kans, Jarasandha and Kans. We can easily be careful from force, Dhyutam, Panam, Istriyam, Sungan. But wealth, oh, very dangerous. Sometimes we collect money to build masjid, temple and so many things. But for Kanishtha Adhikari, it breaks all the annals. Or this day comes. Then Brahmacharya Sannyasi used to quarrel themselves. They cannot be careful. They cannot be said. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, they were preaching not of money, wealthy person, falling and getting plenty of money. And when they passed away, oh, fine, position. I will be the head of this place. I will be the acharya. And I will deal with so much money. Be careful. I was coming and at once used to spend it in what purpose? In any Krishna consciousness or the service of Vishnu and Krishna. Otherwise, you cannot be saved. Nowadays, I see these all things are coming in Vaishnava society also here. So, you must be very careful. Our Guru Maharaj used to tell, to make money very easy. But when you collect, then what will be? To use, proper use is very difficult. Very good. So, Kaltu has come. And Sanatana and all the Rishi, example, in Namikara, who was Sama, a disciple of Vyasa, very highly and cultured. He was somewhat any of the way, master of the way. It has been needed. Very high class, realized person. And there, in the council of
Parikshit Maharaj, where he was going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. There the fifth order, Parashar, Gautam, Vishwamitra, Vasishtha, Kuipasi, or Manushan of Brahma, Marichi, Astri, all the sons, and also Navajogendra, Agastha, and there Shuddha Goswami was sitting on the and he is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So they asked to Shuddha Goswami, here is Lomharsan Sutra. पहले वाला का नाम उच्चर ये उग्र समाज उग्र समाज डिसाइपल ऑफ शिल अभ्यास दे आर नॉट लेस देन हिमसेल्फ सुत बट स्टिल He was like a baby or swan like Shukadeva Goswami. So he was a disciple. Also he was a disciple. Direct disciple of Shukadeva Goswami. So he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from him and from others also. Shiksha Guru. And we heard some from like our Gurudev. Also, Siksha Guru is God of Prakash. So many. So he hears. Only him. So, they ask this question. Now, Raina of Ayasa, in Kali Yuga, the age of human person, very short. If imagine, we can imagine. And those who have conquered their senses, hey, and those who are not, Jitendriya, or Vairindesh. Rayena Alpa Ayusha, Sabya Palavasmi Yuge, Yuge, Jana, Mandas Manda Mata Yuga, Manda Bhaktya. Oh, very small. Intelligence, very late. They will be like animals. Sumanta Matayo. And intelligence like animals. Nothing. Oh. Manta Bhagya. Unfortunate. How? They will do something for happiness and they will receive what? So many suffering. So many problems and problems. And so many. Diseases, so many enemies, so many things will come that they will make upset your mind. Oh, you are sadhu. Sadhu means you are following of Shatta. Krishna himself is sadhu. Keeping Krishna in your heart always. You know the essence of Veda, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, and everything. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is essence of all the Puranas and Vaidya Upanishad, Nigam Bhagavatam. So we are saying that you should tell us how our soul will be happy. How my body, myself will be happy. That is the question. Question is what? How our soul will be the Atma. Atma will proceed that he will be happy. Guru is Nasat Gadana. We are all respectful and thankful. Oh. So, Jinatma Mahasana.
this is Kandy.
And Kandy began to tell. Today I am very happy. Why? This question was like Prerna Dene Wala, Hidani. Krishna ki lilaon ka smaran ki prerna dene wala.
Inspiration in his heart to Dene Wala ki prastha hai.
Impression in his heart. All pastimes of Krishna came at once in his heart. And he became overwhelmed. And then he began. Oh, he did what? He did pranam to his Guruji. Yam praprajantam te tamate kritcham dvaipayano virahakātana kājuhāma putreti tanmayataya sarvo kinesu tam sarva dhukta idayam
nam.
Oh, yam praprajantam te tamate kritcham. He was 16 years in his womb of his mother. That they became very worried. Oh, who are you? I don't know. But you should come out. Why you are giving suffering to your mother? Come at once. He told that I cannot come. When totally Maya will be gone from this world, then I will come. Oh, I'm doing. I'm driving Maya. And you should come out. I have no faith on you. To whom you have faith in Krishna. So Krishna will come and tell them. At once, Vyasadeva meditated and Krishna came and told him, oh, I'm Krishna. You should come out from the womb of your mother. And what began? At once, in a second, he came out from the womb of mother. And Praprajanta. And he took like sannyas, permanent place. And began to run away from house. And then he was persuading him, oh my son, putra, putra. Why? He knew that he will be Brahmagyani, detached from whole world. He will only be qualified to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So if he will go, what to do? Then where to preach and who will preach Srimad Bhagavatam? So he was following and what going? Putra, putra. But he was not answering and instead of him, all trees began to echo. What putra? Kaun kiska putra hai? Kaun kiska beta hai? Who is putra? Who is son? Who is father? Who is both father and both son? And that's it. Right? But he was persuaded. He was going, he saw that in a very big pond, so many naked girls were playing together. And then Sukadeva Goswami went, but they were playing as they were naked in the fall. After that, when he passed away, then but long hair, quite getting there. He went there and they became shrimp and they came out of the pond. They took their claws and began to do pranam. Then back to the court. Oh, you are my daughters, daughters, daughters. I'm your grandfather, grandfather of grandfather. And my son, at the age of 16, quite naked, very beautiful. And he passed away and you have no sin at all. But now I'm coming. And you become sin. Why? Oh. Your son is like a dry wood. He never saw here and there. Never. He went straight. So he was like a dry wood. that you are asking us, you have said that we are girls, you are. That is why. So Sukadeva Goswami, high class of renown, but Vyasadeva persuaded him and he wanted to bring him anyhow by a trade he brought. This is so first katha is very long. Spang telling. Then he brought him and sent him Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, you know Sukadeva Goswami. Nirguna Pratishthitam. Nirguna Brahma. Nirguna Brahma Pratishthit. Even he stays any place 5 to 6 minutes and if any cow is made. Only, not more than that. But Samanaka telling, oh, this Sukadeva Goswami, how he was in a place and learned everything, though he was Atmaram. Why? He cannot stay in a place, but how he stayed? To learn all this? Oh, Atma Ramasya Munyo Nirgantha Guru Krame Kurvanta Hetukim Bhakti Itham Bhut Gunobari. Oh, to see pastimes of Krishna so attractive, so free, so powerful that even Atma Ram, Atma Kam Rishi, oh, want to hear and to recite. What to tell for me? And then he learned everything. So he is doing pranam to that guru who is everywhere, like Krishna. And very kindly, merciful. And then what he has done? Jaswaba swan bhavam, akhilasuti sar meka, adhyatma deepam, atitya tel satantam anundam. संसार ना करना मकुरान को जंतम व्यास सुन और तेजपुर ब्रिज वेर ब्रिज वेर देर इज वॉटर वी कैनॉट क्रॉस सो ब्रिज इज द आर्मी ऑफ राम को दैट क्रॉस ओशन सो ए ब्रिज वॉज मेड by monkeys, non-nil. And they go. So, world is what? Bhavsagar. Oh, big, endless ocean. Bhava means to take birth and to die. And we are in this. But, that day, what he made, Sukadeva Goswami, recited. And he was the first speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam and prachar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, he has made a breach. Was very merciful. And he has recited his Parikshit Maharaj. And by Parikshit Maharaj, so I am going to Nam to me. Sudarshan. And he works in
Kalikur kadal di chavi kalikur Oh,
and apatidhata without any like Madhubani Shri Saidharava Avichinagati. And by forming that dharpan dharma, you can be happy. Srila Rupa Goswami, meant the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave a paribhashik definition of bhakti. Anyabhilashitasam. Gyan tam adhyanabhitam. Anukullena Krishna Shilanam Mahaprabhu. It's right to follow these things. There should be no loop anymore. Aranya Maharaj is explaining. You should come here.
Sri Gurudev wanted me to explain briefly the definition of bhakti, which has been manifested
with the example,
right? Srila Rupa Goswami, under the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Anyabhilashita shunyam jnanakamadhyanavritam anukulyena Krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama.
In brief, can be said that the continuous, unbroken cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, and words, and of internal feelings, which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna, which is not covered by karma, reward-seeking activity, jnana, the cultivation of knowledge for liberation, yoga, austerity, etc., and which is completely devoid of even the slightest smell of any other desire of those endeavors, those feelings, they are called Uttama Bhakti, transcendental devotion. So, especially our Srila Vishwan Chakri Thakur, he has explained deeply the meaning of each.
I can ask anyone.
Word of this verse.
Anyone, and I will make a statement if they can reply. So you should all hear carefully. To anyone I can ask, ladies or
here, the Swarupa Lakshan, or the intrinsic characteristic of pure bhakti, has been described in the second line. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. And the extrinsic characteristic, or that which is not bhakti, has been described in the first line. Anyabhilashitashunyam jnanakamadhyanavritam. So first we'll come to what bhakti actually is. Bhakti is anushilanam. Shil dhatu means cultivation. And this verbal root has two aspects. That is called cheshtarup and bhavarup. In other words, shil dhatu indicates an activity and also a concomitant emotion. So bhakti is an activity and an emotion. First we'll look at cheshtarup, the activity. This activity has been divided into two parts, sadhanrup and karyarup. The sadhanrup means the practice. What type of practice? This practice is divided into two parts, pravrittiyatmaka cheshtarup and nivrittiyatmaka cheshtarup. First of all, pravrittiyatmaka cheshtarup means to accept enthusiastically all the activities such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Bhagya Sevanam, Achyamandanam, Dasyam Sakham, Atmani Vedanam, Guru Pad Ashraya, Diksha, Guru Rasevanam, Santama Pritcha Siksha, Sadhu Maganugaman, all the angas of bhakti to accept them. How? Utsaha Nisthiyak Dariyak Tatat Kama Pravartanat, with enthusiasm, patience and confidence. This positive acceptance of the path of devotion is called Pravrittiyatma Cheshtarup. Yet it's not enough. Something else should be there. Nivrittiyatmaka cheshtarup. Also, one should make an endeavor to avoid all of those things that are unfavorable for bhakti. Atyahara, pyasa, chapra, japa, muni, amagraha. Overeating, over endeavoring, associating with worldly-minded persons, etc., also means one should make a very careful, deliberate endeavor to avoid 10 types of nama aparad, beginning with satam ninda, criticizing Vaishnavas, guru abhagya, disrespecting Sri Guru, etc. 10 types of nama aparad. Also, the dham aparad, jiva aparad, offenses to all living entities, even to an ant. All of these things, and anartas, cultivating and holding on to material desires and identification with I and mind. Or to neglect these things, to at once give them up. This, it constitutes nivrityatmaka cheshta rupa. So when both are there, this is the aspect of sadhana. The karya aspect of cheshta rupa refers to those who by sadhana they have attained bhav. In the stage of bhav, all activities such as hearing, chanting, remembering are undertaken as the anubhavas, or the reactions to internal feeling. In other words, when the rati, spiritual emotion, manifests in the heart automatically, then this spiritual emotion causes one to sing, dance, chant and remember, etc. This is chastaru. On the other side, bhavrup. Bhavrup means rati itself, the sthayibhav, one of five permanent foundational emotions. And also sanchari bhavru, the transitory assisting emotions. So in brief, all of these ideas are only included in the word shilanam. Anukul yena krishnano shilam. We're only discussing this word shil, so far. So all this together, taken together, is bhakti. But this shil, this cultivation of activities of the body, mind and words and of emotions should be what? Anu shilanam. The syllable anu indicates anugatimayi. That bhakti is undertaken, how? Not independently or whimsically, but under the very careful guidance of Sadguru, pure Vaishnavas, Sri Krishna. The word anu also indicates nirantarjamayi. There should not be a break. Bhakti should flow like honey pouring from a jar. It doesn't splash here and there. It stays in one big stream all the way down to the ground. So all thoughts, feelings, activities without any break. It should flow like this. For example, Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was doing his sadhan bhajan. But what happened? He became attached to a deer. This was a break. So at that time, he came out from the definition. Anushilanam. It was not Uttam Bhakti anymore. So these are examples. Anukulyena. Now, Anukulyena. One may say, Anushilanam is there, but it should be Anukulyena. What is that? Anukulyen means Pratikul Bhav Rohit, that the activities should be devoid of any antagonistic mood towards Krishna. This is Anukulyena. Pratikul Bhav Rohit. Why? Because we see that persons like Chanura and Mustika, the wrestlers, they also were bringing happiness to Krishna. By wrestling with Krishna, by striking Krishna, Krishna felt great happiness because he was enjoying the fight. But is this activity bhakti? No, it's not bhakti. Because it's not anukulyena, pratikul bhav rohit. It is not devoid of an antagonistic mood. They wanted to kill Krishna. On the other hand, we see that sometimes Mother Yashoda, she does things to Krishna which don't make him happy. Sometimes she twists his ear, gives him a slap. Sometimes she can tie him up with a rope and then he's crying. Sometimes she takes a stick and Krishna runs away in fear with tears in his eyes. So, can we say that this is not bhakti because it doesn't give happiness to Krishna? No, must be bhakti. Why? Because her endeavors, they are in relation to Krishna and they are for his benefit. It is pratikul bhav rohit. She never thinks that she'll give any harm to Krishna. But whatever she does, even if Krishna will not appreciate it until he grows up later and then realizes it was all for his benefit. Yet still we see that her heart has no antagonistic mood. It's only for Krishna's happiness. So such activities, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam, they can be called uttam bhakti. If they have all these qualities, yet the tatastha lakshan should also be present. Otherwise it will not be uttama bhakti. What are the tatastha lakshan? The marginal characteristics or extrinsic characteristics of bhakti. First of all, anya abhilashita shunyam. Should be anya abhilas. Anya means other, and abhilas means desires. Anya abhilas shunyam, completely devoid, not even the slightest trace or smell of any other desire. Here Rupa Goswami felt that it was not complete to say anya abhilas shunyam. He said anya abhilas shita shunyam. Here he's given a suffix on the word anya abhilas. This suffix indicates that one should be devoid of other desires when one is in his under normal circumstances. This has been given because those sadhaks who still have some connection with the physical body, they are at the time of great danger, at the time of great calamity, they are bound to call out for Krishna saving. Now to call out, to ask Krishna to save one, this is not within the definition of Anupuyana Krishna Nushinam. Yet it's being included here because the example is given of Draupadi. Draupadi was being disrobed by Kushasham. And at that time she called, "Hey Govinda Rakoshan after Jivanahani, oh Krishna, I take shelter of you, please save my life." And Krishna came in the form of his Vastra avatar, sorry incarnation, and in this way protected the dignity of Draupadi. So this example has been given because if a devotee, the sadhak, who still has some connection with the physical body, he is not in his ordinary circumstances. In ordinary circumstances, he would never, ever, ever ask Krishna for anything. But at a time of great calamity, he may call out, "Oh God, save me," for a moment. Yet he will not be excluded from the definition. Because generally, he would never ask for these things. So the suffix has been given, anya abhilas shita shunyam. Then, jnana kamate navritam. Jnana, knowledge, is of the three types: tatpadatta gyan, tvampadatta gyan, and brahmajiva aikya gyan. So first, tatpadatta gyan refers to knowledge of Bhagavan. Krishna is two Bhagavans, sir. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is sarva-shaktiman. He has all potencies. He is full of compassion. He is Satchidananda Vigraha. He is the ocean of mercy. He is also the ocean of Manasa. This is all knowledge of Tat, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is one type of Gyan. Another type of Gyan, that's called Tvampadatta Gyan. To know, who am I? I'm not this physical body. I am Atma, the soul. This soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, by constitution, I am His eternal servant. These are the types of knowledge included in Tvampadatta Gyan, knowledge of oneself. The third type of Gyan is called Brahmajiva Aikya Gyan, knowledge that Brahma, that is the Nirvishesh, Nirgun, Nishakti, the impersonal light of Brahman, is one with, non different from, the Atma. So this type of Gyan, it completely covers bhakti. If there's any smell of the idea that the Atma and Bhagavan are the same, that all Atmas are the same, that we are all God, I am you, and you are me, and we are all together, this knowledge completely destroys bhakti. So here, jnana kamate navritam, bhakti should not be jnana avritam, covered by knowledge, which is completely destroys bhakti. But some knowledge can be there. What type of knowledge? Tatpadatta gyan and tvampadatta gyan. Knowledge of who is Bhagavan and who am I. So in the beginning, this is helpful. But gradually as one advances, this should also jnane prayasam udapasyanamanta eva jivanti sangvakaritam bhavadiyamata. This knowledge should also be left behind. So, jnana karma adhyana vritam. Here the word karma means that one can perform karma, but not those karmas which cover bhakti. What is the example? We see that in Vedic society, if your parents pass away, you will have to offer oblations, pinda. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Jagannath Mishra passed away, he went to Gaya and offered oblations there for his father. So these activities, should such karmas or pious ritualistic religious activities, should they be performed or not? So Rupa Goswami said, oh, if they will not cover bhakti, so what makes a karma cover bhakti or not cover bhakti? It depends on your shraddha, on your faith. If you have a faith that by doing this karma, then my bhakti will increase. Or by neglecting this karma, my bhakti will be disturbed. Then this karma will cover bhakti. But if one will have the faith, oh, whether I do it or whether I don't do it, it won't make any difference whatsoever to my bhakti, because bhakti is independent of karma and jnana. Bhakti is always transcendental. Then, if one will engage in some karma without any faith in that activity, then it will not cover bhakti. And therefore we see that Vaishnavas, they do, oh, birth ceremony, hair cutting ceremony, first grain ceremony, and wedding ceremony, and Pinda offering oblations to poor fathers, all of these things. But why do they do it? Because it's a very good excuse to invite all the relatives and all the villagers and everyone to get together and have a big kirtan and hear Hari Katha, have Sadhu Sangha, and then Mahamrasadam. So, like a trick to set an example for society and to bring everyone into the fold of pure bhakti, may be accepted. So, it's called Jnana Kamadhi Anavritam. The word Adi means etc. It refers to yoga. Mm-hmm. If one will practice the yoga system and one will have faith in the yoga sutras, then big false ego will come. I am the doer. One will not have dependence on God and on the mercy of Sri Guru, the Ahoitaki Kripa, because one has faith in his own activities. So here Adi refers to yoga, also refers to dry renunciation, Shushka Vairagya, artificially giving up the things of this world while internally still meditating on them. So all of these things are very dangerous, and they should, jnana kamadi, they can be accepted to a certain degree, but not in such a way that they will cover bhakti. So when all of these components of the definition given by Rupa Goswami are present, it can be called uttama bhakti or transcendental devotion.
Very good. This bhakti begins from shraddha. Beginning. Dhruv has bhakti, but not uttama bhakti. Karma mishra bhakti, arop siddha bhakti. So Dhruv in that not uttam bhavata suddho isna. It may be after that he had receive the association of Nara, then he may be Nara. Also, Prahlad Maharaj, Jnani Bhakta, some touch with Jnana. After that, he was not Nirvishesh Jnani, but his, who was his worshipable deity? Krishna, really. But this thing they came only to protect him, said. Because in Pradhachet we see, oh Krishna, his name Parto Satova and all, so many things.
Krishna
Vaikunthiya Krishna. But some Jnana touching, his Prabhu has no appetite. No drinking thing. No thirst. Oh, he never used to talk. No message. Like Hanuman messaging Ram. He used to bring so many fruits and flowers here, there. But how this Pradhan Narayan will serve? Never he can serve. Like a father he can.
See.
He can sing the glories. Hanuman, Ambarish Maharaj, more better. All two deities.
And Ambarish was a new deity.
He used to live especially in Vrindavan. He used to go to Radhakund, Shyamkund, Natama, Varshana. Pranatma can never do. After that, Hanuman praying Bhagavata, but lacking something. He cannot embrace. He cannot give his remnants to Ram. Bharat to Lakshman to Sita Devi to. But like dust. No? So, something lacking in Krishna when he became Ram. Marjada Purushottam. Ram can give up Sita. Even if he will take his shelter like his wife, or he will give up you. Why? For Marjada. Marjada is nothing. Krishna, what? He kicked Marjada. I don't want to be tightened in Marjada so that my heart flip. Beloved Sita Devi should be sent to God. I cannot tolerate. So Krishna never. Sakha. Riding over Krishna. Oh, my Buddha, my boss. Oh, go on. Arjun made him Sarthi. So, more like Nanda Yashoda. They control Krishna. Krishna began to fear. Oh, mother will bite me and be punished. More than that, Gopi. And more than Gopi, even by some drug. And in what? Root, Adhirut, Mohan, and then Madanpa. Even not in Krishna, again not in Lalita. So this bhakti, Uttama bhakti, from Sattatu, Madanat Bhava of Radhika. If you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami, very easily you can understand all these things. And then he told them, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Guru. Janya Dasu Bhajan Jnanam Jalayatma. If you will do this bhakti, especially, Ahetuk Bhakti, Vasudevi, he has taken the name, he has not told that Bhagavan. Oh, who is that Bhagavan? Vasudevi. And especially he told, Keti Jams Kalapunsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan used only in Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Radha Raman, not for. Even Dwarkadhisha also is Krishna. So this is the speciality of Bhagavad world. So if this bhakti, especially, it can be used in Ram, Krishna, Kalki, or, but especially if anyone took this bhakti, to Bhajandananda and Shyam Sundar. Very soon, Khan and Bairagi will come. They will not cover bhakti. That is transcendence of Khan and Bairagi. All tattva Khan will come. And detachment from worldly toxications must come. If not coming, then what thing? There is something like it. So be very careful. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Therefore, Purushad told in Mahabharata, Puran and others. But here he tells, dharma is needed. Dharma is needed. But the object of dharma should be what? Dharma sunishta
So Nishita Pansa, this was saying the Pansa, now Father Hinjati Radenshamayi. If anyone is chanting, doing Archan, doing book distribution, preaching so much, but he has no taste in Harikatha, first sick pastimes of Krishna, then all are good. After some time they can give up chanting name, they can give up Archan, Pandan and all. So we should try to have a taste in hearing Harikatha. And then our dharma should be for upavarga. Your upavarga means not mukti, Krishna bhakti. And artha should not be for sense gratification. It should be by this bhakti service of Krishna and Vishnu and Vaishnava. Kam, Krishna, Paramatman, Krishna, for Krishna. How to serve Krishna? How to serve Krishna? So, not for intoxication or sense gratification. And what is that tattva he is telling? Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jajnanamayadvayam Krishnameti Paramatmeti Bhagavaneti Shabdate. We have explained this issue. If we explain this issue a whole day, in going this. Even in one stroke only, how we can explain whole Paramatma? But anyhow, you should know Tattva Vidas. Those who know Tattva. They tell that Adhokshan Vastu, Vasudeva, Asrayam Bhagavan Krishna, is Paramatma, Advaita. There is nothing, anyone has no independent existence. Oh, we are so many jivas. In this world, there are so many creeper, trees, animals, species of life. Also, Ram, Krishna, Balaram, Bauddha, and so many. Avatar. But no any one of them, they have no independent existence. So, Advaitiyan Tattvate Krishna. And he is told, Brahmaeti, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is the most prominent among. And that Bhagavan is who? Krishna controlled by Radhika. That is Krishna. Love and affection. It is Asura Sangha Sindhu. So, in his past and species, all these things is further developed. Sattadhana muniyo jnanvayagri yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmanam sutrasya. If anyone will hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then he will realize his atma and also super soul Krishna. But how? Sutta Girya. He will have to hear from Guru. And in qualified group, he should first hear and then he should realize. And hear Harikatha, and then hear Harikatha, Srivatam, Swakatha. Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana, Kirtana Tattu, Japa, Jan, Vidu. Oh, you. Come on,
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Now Srila Gurudev has come to the sequence of shlokas in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this sequence of shlokas is describing how a person should hear this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam and what will be the effect of this on that person and on his heart. So this shloka is telling Shrinvatam Svakatara Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hibhadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. So this transcendental message, Krishna Katha, this is the divine sound incarnation of Krishna. It is not different than Krishna. And also, within everyone's heart, Sri Krishna is situated as Paramatma, the Antaryami, the indwelling witness of all of our activities. So, Hridyantaksto, as situated there, when he sees that someone is making the attempt to hear his transcendental message from the lips of the realized souls, Svakata, his own descriptions given in Srimad Bhagavatam about his transcendental pastimes. Then, Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti. Then at that time, Krishna becomes the well-wishing friend of the devotee who is hearing this message. Suhrit Satam. He becomes the Suhrit, someone who desires the well-being, the benefit of that person. And then, within his heart, he begins the process of cleansing that person's heart, vidhunoti. So all of the abhadras, that means inauspicious things within the heart, which hamper our transcendental progress toward the lotus feet of Krishna, these abhadras or anartas, unwanted things within the heart, they gradually become cleansed from the heart by this process of hearing. And then, tadara rajastamo bhava, nashta prayeshu avadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Now, nashta prayeshu avadreshu. At that point, when the devotee has heard sufficiently and his heart has become almost cleansed, not fully. Prayeshu means almost cleansed. Nishta prayeshu avadreshu. These abhadras have been partially removed to a certain extent. Then, by the process of nityam bhagavata sevaya, that means constantly engaging in the service of Bhagavat. Bhagavat is actually two different types of Bhagavats. One Bhagavat is this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sound incarnation of Krishna. And the other Bhagavat is the transcendental person Bhagavat, the Bhakta Bhagavat. So these two entities are constantly being served by such a devotee. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By the process of serving the Bhagavat, then Naishtiki Bhakti, that means completely firmly fixed in the process of bhajan to the lotus feet of Krishna, this comes within that person's heart. And now he reaches the stage of Nishtita Bhakti. Then, at that time, Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kama Lobha Dayashchai. Then the three modes of nature within this world, especially Rajas and Tamas, the modes of passion, modes of ignorance, which cause lust, anger, greed, illusion, they become cleansed from the heart. All these effects he becomes freed from them. Kamalobhadayaschaye cheta etair anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. Then that person, he comes to the point of being situated aloof from the effect of these modes of nature. Anavidham, he's no longer affected by lust, anger, greed, illusion. Hence, the term sattva precedati. He becomes situated in the transcendental plane and in sattva, in mode of goodness, where now he can begin to understand this transcendental message. What is the next one? Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Evam prasanna manaso. Now, through this process of bhakti yoga, his mind, his consciousness becomes prasanna, becomes very satisfied, and he begins to understand Bhagavad Tattva Vijnana. He begins to have realization, transcendental, pure perception of the Supreme Lord, anubhuti, real realization, Bhagavad Tattva Vijnana. Then mukta sangasya jayate. Now he becomes actually liberated from all effects of the material nature.
And vidyate
hridayate vidyate hridaya grantis chintyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. So now the hridaya granti, there is this knot, granti, within the heart, that is binding the conditioned soul to this material body and mind in this material world. So vidyate hridaya grantis, now this becomes pierced. And chityante sarva samshaya, all of his doubts become removed. He fully understands the truth of Krishna, Bhagavad Tattva. Vidyate hridaya grantis, chityante sarva samshaya, kshiyante chasya karmani. Now at this point, all of the effects of his previous past karmas, they are now destroyed. And drishta eva manishvare. Now he has direct darshan of the Supreme Lord within his heart. He begins to realize his own spiritual identity and his relationship with the Supreme Lord. So this powerful message of the Srimad Bhagavatam causes this effect on the hearts of the conditioned soul. And the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is the very process by which this transcendental Param Dharma, this pure bhakti to the lotus feet of Krishna can be attained. So the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is announcing that anyone who hears this transcendental message, these effects will come to him.
Now, in the end of Bapak Ji, by Parashar, in the womb of Satyavati, a kala of Krishna, like Narayana, Vyas Dev came out. And he knew everything. He divided Vedas in four sections. Anyone can do it. And then he made a essence of that whole Vedic literature. And that is called Brahma Sutra or Sharirik Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. And then for jivas, conditioned soul, though who cannot read Veda, Brahma Sutra, for them he wrote Mahabharata, very long Mahabharata. That he wrote Krishna Bhashtams, especially Kuru Pandava Charita. And in that Shanti Parva, Gita, and so many jewels are there. He wrote. Anyone can read. Ved he can read. Brahma Sutra, we tell Bhakti Vedanta, but we don't know all these things. So for unfortunate persons and ladies, he wrote Mahabharata. Oh, 52 kinds of Puran. Puran, Upapuran, Shaka Puran. And one day he was sitting in the morning when sun was rising on the Saraswati. And he was thinking, oh, I've done everything a general person can do. But why? I'm not satisfied. Perhaps I have not done what I had to do. And he was repenting. In the meantime, his guru, guru of first Kavi, Valmiki, guru of Dhruva, guru of Prahlad, guru of all, Prachin Rishi, Prachin Bhai, and all others, Rishi, he is Jagat Guru. He came with his Veena. How? Radhika Ramana? Na. And he came. And that day, at once, stood up, did pranam, and path arha. And then sitting, and Narvarishi told, oh, Vyas, you are Para Brahman, Narayan. You have done everything what a general person can do. You divide it. Vedas made Brahma Sutra, Purana, so many, Mahabharata, Gita, Indas, Shanti, but so many things. But you are not satisfied. Why? Oh, Gurudev, really, you are good. I have done all these things. For today. But still, my I am not there. My Atma is not sufficient. Please tell me, what is the rogue disease in me? Let me. Then Gurudev told, Guru thanked him. And he told, great learned person in gold world, that has not been. No present, not in future, like that. But he was not satisfied. What to tell us? Our landing is very small. Nothing. So we should think. And then Guru said, I am not to see past. Only he saw and told, you have done all these things, but you have not done something. What? You have told everywhere in all Veda what? First sacrifice, Ashwamedha, Yajna, and all these things. Dharma, Artha, Kam, even you have told most. But you have not glorified sweet pastimes of Krishna. This is life. No. You have done something opposite. You told Ashwamedha chapter. Also very powerful king Sartre. What is that? They used to cut Ashwamedha chapter, Ashwamedha Mangura, horse, and to sacrifice. They used to very beautiful horse in his name, they used to write. Anyone who is powerful, he can
check the horse.
Check my horse. They should be favorable to me under my control, otherwise they will have to fight. And in that fight, what becomes? Oh, less and less of person used to be killed. That is. Now, all things like that? Narko. Why you wrote this? Why Bali? Bali means? Why you have written? So, you are said, wrong. If anything, very ornamental language, that's
But no Hari Tatha, no glorification of Krishna or Bhagavan. That body, it is bias, kirtha. What? Like crows, where the crows used to take baths, like that. Like basket for
dirty place.
And even no ornament or language, nothing. That should be, there must maybe any grammatical mistake, no. But there, the glorification of Krishna. Oh. All the high class of devotee, they can see. And Krishna will be very happy. Krishna was pursuing whom? Just so that Krishna Karnamita, Vidvaranga, was fond of prostitutes, very lusty and so on. But Krishna, what? He was writing, he was just speaking some slok for Krishna, and Krishna, for all of his years, drinking nectar from him. So anything where there is glorification of Krishna, or glorification of his devotee, sadhu will be. Otherwise, this will be given. You have not done? Have you written the love and affection of Nanda Yashoda to Krishna? Have you written the Sakha who used to die without 1 minute darshan of Krishna? Have you written? They used to take something and then taking out of their mouth and used to give. Oh, see how just go. That's right. Have you written? No. Have you written that, oh, Sakha Gopal used to Krishna, making Krishna horses like, and use all those, you should run. Have you written? Have you written that Krishna was controlled by gopis? And Krishna told Naparaham, what question? Have you told Brahma Geet anywhere? How finest for Ritbun Ma and other things to gopis? They became totally bad. They began to do Leela, Leela means I am Krishna, or taking over like this, as you written, they become totally mad. Yeah. Then what will happen? Come out of karma moksha. This is it. But obstacle in power. Now you should do it. So how many do it? Oh, at once sit down. Yeah. Do Ashman, take shelter of Krishna. And follow Bhakti Yoga. What is Bhakti Yoga? To surrender to it. Like today, taking mind from body. No? And body from mind, or taking it to heart. And from heart to Krishna. Totally Krishna. Nothing in me there. Remember, claim Krishnaya, Govindaya, Uttijanjana. Or if, oh, Bhulgaya, forget what? Body, mind, even his soul, everything, and in one pointed only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And immediate Krishna could not remain. Can at one thing in all. This is Bhakti Yoga. This all by Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga in Manasi, Samyam. Apashyat Kusam Purna Mayancha Jad Apashyam. And then, J. Chasamohito Jivatman Tegunatmaka. We will explain that all. But we should know that. Finding told that Vyasadeva told, oh, I want to hear. How you received all these different camp? And then he told me. You remember? The past tense of Narada Goswami, what he told? He was a Dasi Putra. You remember?
Shogunda has ordered me to briefly describe the activities of Sri Narada Muni, which he revealed to Srila Vyasadeva in order to give him increased faith in Bhakti Yoga. He told how early in his life, in his previous life, he was the son of a maidservant. And it just so happened that she was serving the sages during Chaturmasya, during the rainy season, when the sages would stay in one place. Generally, they would wander here and there and give Harikatha. But during the rainy season, they stayed in one place for 4 months and purified the inhabitants there. So Narada Rishi was serving the Bhaktivedantas there. And he was thinking and desiring, how can I give my life to them? By the arrangement of the Lord, his mother, the maidservant, was bitten by a snake and died. So Narada Muni, being already trained by the Bhaktivedantas, having his senses already controlled, he wasn't attached. He looked once at his mother and then left for the forest. He was there serving the four Kumaras, and he left for the forest and performed severe austerities, following the instructions that they had given him. And for thousands of years, he was meditating and chanting his mantra. And then it was revealed to him the form of the Lord, because he was meditating on Lord Narayan, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Lord Narayan appeared to him and then instantly disappeared. And then, in an aerial voice, Lord Narayan told him, because he was weeping. He saw the Lord, he became in ecstasy, and then when the Lord disappeared, he immediately began weeping bitterly. And he tried by his meditation to get back that vision. But then he understood that you can't get back that vision by endeavor. Only when the Lord wants to reveal himself, then he's revealed. So by his bitter weeping and tremendous eagerness, the Lord appeared as an aerial voice and told him, I will not again show my form to you in this life because I want to increase your eagerness. Narada was admitting that he had one slight desire which kept him from the eternal forever vision of the Lord. Not so many desires like us, and not desires in passion and ignorance like us, but he had a desire in the mode of goodness. That is, he wanted to worship the Lord under a certain condition, in the forest, in a sacred place, by flowing sacred rivers and along. So that was a personal desire, though not a bad desire. So the Lord said, as long as you are tainted by any material desire, I will not appear to you. So I want to increase your eagerness. You should go on chanting my glories all over the world, chanting my name and fame. And in this way, you become so pure that you can see me forever. So Narada Muni followed that instruction and chanted the glories of the Lord everywhere. Then when death came, it came like lightning and thunder occurred simultaneously. As he left his body made of the five elements, he immediately received his spiritual body, his Vastu Siddhi, as Narada Muni. And Śrīla Gurudeva explained that this is actually Diksha. When one gets full initiation by his guru, he gets full realization of his relationship with the Lord, and all our obstacles are completely washed away. So then, he had complete freedom from any impediment, and he was able to travel all over the material world and all over the spiritual world, chanting the glories of the Lord and making so many disciples. So he told his story to Vyasadeva and encouraging him for fully absorbing himself in the glories of the Lord in trance, and not writing Srimad Bhagavatam, but receiving Srimad Bhagavatam in Samadhi Vasya, in trance language. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Surup of the Lord, and it's the manifestation of the Lord realized by the trance of Śrīla Vyāsadeva by following the instructions and inspiration of Sri Narada.
Vaitanu Suthanu Bhagavatam Aratha Karma Nirvanu Nyakatat Panchakosha. Thank you for your question. You cannot have dust like us in this body because there is something anartha. So, you should glorify Krishna and his pursuit past time in the whole world. And time will come, then your death will come and your transcendental body will come. So what he began? Oh, took his Swabrahma. I don't know Krishna, perhaps himself Swabrahma. And then by that he began to think would evam pratasvapriya nama kripya jyataram rāvu kripya asattato rodati rauti gaya unumādhyata nityata. When he used to sing Veena like this and Katha like this, forgetting everything, where he is, who he is, and only chanting. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govindare Agra Kisora Krishna Parasiya Soda Tarapasira Sipallagi Vanaradike. So chanting his name, Shankar is rolling down on the earth like Sanyasi Thakur, rolling down. Sometimes weeping, sometimes laughing, sometimes what he was doing like mad persons and traveling for here and there. Then time came and what at once? What is Pariyujyamani Vaitam Suddham Bhagavati? All and each prani, jeev in this body, they have transcendental body to serve Krishna. Where is he? Very sweet. Some may be like friend, some may be like father, mother, Nanda, Yashoda. Some may be like gopis. Some may be in the guidance of Rupa Manjari. Some may be like in Hanuman, like Bharat Sattva and Prahlad. But everyone has each their transcendental body. When time comes, by this process, then one day, this body, first body comes, that perishable, very beautiful, attractive, like Krishna. It should be more sweet and attractive than Krishna even. Those who can control Krishna, go with more beauty. Krishna was beautiful, really. But Radhika, more beautiful. Otherwise, how she can control Krishna? Ram was beautiful, really. But when he went to Janakpuri, and in a very beautiful garden, he saw who? Sita.
What doing?
Eating horse.
And he gave his heart. Because he was so beautiful. So, this ladies should be also, or animal, so beautiful that they can control Krishna. So, this body came and this body. This is the process. And then, Artha Parmanu, with his all fruitive curves, everything, this body went away, and he was now able to go to Guru Vrindavan, to Swarga, to heaven, to Ramlo, Saket, to here and there, even Brahmalok, everywhere. And he became Jagatguru. Bolo Jagatguru Nada Rishi Ki. Now, one Kirtan Krishnadas and then Rama.
Hare Krishna. Some devotee says request for initiation. So it will be
day after, it will take place.